Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. At a very high level, with my special guest for this first hour, and each and every one of you, my guest being Jim Santel, host of Amicus from 9 a.m. to 11 every Saturday morning across the Civic Media Radio Network. He's a former U.S. attorney. Jim and I and every single one of you, what we're talking about is the fact that lawyers, I would probably put them, if we could actually count up all of the lawyer jobs across the federal government, I bet you would see a higher proportion of resignations.
Yes.
And people leaving, taking retirements, because people are so freaked out by what they are being asked to do. And they are, in many ways, putting their careers and their reputations and their ability to continue to earn a living on the line when they when they're forced to defend Donald Trump and some of the indefensible, illegal, and constitutional policies that he's adopted.
Now, here's a quote from one of those folks who left.
Yeah.
It says this: many of these people, making reference to the federal programs branch, came to work here in this branch to defend aspects of our constitutional system, exactly what you and I are talking about. Goes on to say, how could they participate in the project of tearing it down? That's the other codification of this. Going into court every day, given a file and being told either to represent things that are not true or just as problematic, defend under constitutional principles, statutory principles, a policy, a practice that they know based upon their training and their years of expertise is indefensible. That is not a sustainable position for any lawyer to be in. Again, you lose this huge expertise. I would also add as a footnote, these are not political people. They have been there for 20, 30, 40 years, maybe not
right.
40, but 30 years maybe.
So
and,
right, I bet.
You've got some folks who are long tenured and they have represented the government with a capital G under the Trump administration, Trump won, under the Biden administration, under frankly, maybe Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan,
right.
All of these folks. And they do it because there's a basis to defend these programs. What we're seeing now for the first time in at least contemporary history, no longer a basis to do that. Lawyers fleeing under what's being called a punishing workload, which is the other piece of this.
Yes. Joe from Madison, say hello to Jim. What are your thoughts?
Hey, Joe.
It's a great question. I think that for you guys, it's not necessarily the Department of Justice. It's more the fact that 75 or 80% of the staff is skedaddling for the exits. Anybody who's had any familiarity with a business or some institution can say, look at that and say, well, that's a big red flag. There's something stinky going on there. If everybody's heading to the exits, and whether it be a shoe store where all the salespeople have fled, mm-hmm. or insurance company that it's empty desk land. I mean, it is a big sign. Maybe I wouldn't want to invest in this business. Maybe I don't want to do business here because everybody's fleeing. So I don't know that it's necessarily the DOJ, but it's more the fact that the big skedaddle is going on.
Yes.
I would argue, too, that it's happening. People may not know what FEMA is all about or what NOAA is all about. But boy, last week came some very poignant, awful understanding of what it means when people are pulled away from important jobs such as you would have in FEMA, such as you would have in National Weather Service. There was one person, as I understand, in that area in Texas who was very good at getting the information out that we are in a heightened evacuation time. Everybody needs to flee. That guy had been let go.
Right. Joe, did you see those pictures? Exactly. Those pictures of those employees at the State Department over there on C Street on Friday with their boxes. They were being applauded by their years-long colleagues as they walked out. And again, are we compromised by that? You bet we are, both in Washington, D.C. and around the world. That's exactly the kind of thing that this departure causes, short-term and long-term both.
Thanks so much, Joe. Jeannie from Eau Claire, say hi to Jim. What you got for us?
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi, guys. Great show as usual. You know, it kind of reminds me of like a medical malpractice, you know, like if a hospital wants a doctor to do a surgery or something that could harm the patient and they say, no, I'm not going to do it. That's what this reminds me of the people who are there to protect the rule of law, to help, you know, all of the important things in our lives and all of the different departments. And I just, in the rule of law, And it's just, to me, it's astounding. It's scary as all get out. And I think people need to understand this and have it broken down just as you are doing. This is outstanding for people to understand, even in all of the different departments. You know, people get upset with different departments, but they have their lawyers to help them, you know what I mean, to understand
yes.
and follow those laws.
Yes.
We'd be up the creek without a paddle without all of the lawyers that are there. So thank you guys so much, because red flags are flying all over the place.
Thanks so much, Jeannie. Sorry, it sounded like you dropped out there. I also wanted to say this. The levels of exodus here cannot be explained by individuals' personal political affiliations. This is not, though certainly some of them, I'm sure, are Democrats and are like, I'm not standing for this, and they leave. But the levels that you're seeing you cannot explain away this mass exodus simply by saying those people don't like Donald Trump. This is so far beyond that. I will suggest to you, and let me turn this into a question to Jim, and then we're going to go back to the phones. Folks, here's the question of the hour. Do you think regular folks care about the mass exodus, especially from the Department of Justice, especially from ethical watchdogs? They cleared out, they fired the DOJ ethics watchdog.
Right, exactly. The head of the Office of Ethics also
yes.
shown the door today.
Yes,
right?
I believe a military vet. Do you care? Do non-lawyers care? Because this, to me, is an indicator that you cannot explain this by partisan affiliation. And here was the question. I'm going to turn it into a question to you, Jim. And then I want to go back to the phones, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I have worked for people that I vehemently disagreed with. I have lawyered for clients I didn't particularly like. In my career, I was once asked to do something that I was like, no, I can't do that. And I said, no, I can't do that. And I further said to the partners, which was a very vulnerable position because I wasn't a partner at the law firm. I was just a wee associate. And I said, and I don't think we should do this. And I don't want to be involved with this case if we're going to go ahead and do XYZ thing. And it created quite a little kerfuffle. But ultimately, it changed what was happening
yes.
there. My question to you, Jim, is these lawyers that are exiting en masse, these scientists from NOAA mm-hmm. and FEMA. And
the experts in our government.
Right, these people have worked for people that they don't
yes.
like, whose politics they disagree with on both the right and the left, many of whom for decades. It's not about that. This is so much bigger than that. Or am I just completely imagining
things? You are absolutely right, and we've talked about this before, Maggie. When you and I hire people inside those offices, which we formerly encumbered, we would never, ever, ever ask, oh, no, by the way, what's your political persuasion, right? It's not only irrelevant, it's wrong as an employment matter, but it's completely irrelevant because we're not hiring partisan people. We're hiring good lawyers who are going to advocate for reasonable positions based upon the facts, and we're looking for them to do just that. All of these attorneys, Federal Programs Branch, U.S. Attorney's Offices, the one that I came from a number of years ago, I have no doubt, I frankly don't even know what a lot of political affiliations are. Republicans, Democrats in between, they're all there. But they're there because they've got the expertise to do that. And every single one of these people in the Federal Programs Branch who has been tenured for a long period of time, they have worked for Republican administrations
and
they've defended those and Democrats. And they're able to do it with, not just within the bounds of ethics, with vigor, which is also
yes.
one of the admonitions to all attorneys. But you can represent your client vigorously and even sometimes aggressively. But what you can't do, what you cannot do is cross the line that you've identified, which is lie about it, misrepresent it. And also advocate something in the legal arena that you know is wrong, unless you're advocating truly for a change in a law that has to be changed because of basic equities. That's not what we're talking about here. These are people who have worked under all administrations of recent times and have done their jobs and have finally come to the point where they cannot justify going into court and saying anything to a judge straight eye on and saying, Your Honor, this is the position. Among other things, these are also the people, by the way, who have been going into courts to defend the cuts to universities and colleges. Again, they're saying, no, those things were done by Congress, can't do this. And they're being asked to say just the opposite.
Linda from Waukesha, say hi to Jim. What do you got for us this afternoon? Linda.
Hi, Jim. Thank you for taking my call. Two things. I find it very hard to follow sometimes what they're talking about with regards to the lawyers and all the stuff that's going on and what they can and can't do. But being a 50-year employee of my current job, we have come against different parties in power who have tried to close us down in our job. And I truly believe that if you don't stay and fight, even when you don't like it, you are not going to have the turnaround you're really hoping for if you don't stay and fight for it. And with that being said, one more thing. Can you tell me, did they pass the big bill so women who are voting have to have a passport if their name is different? Did that pass?
Yeah, that has not passed, Linda. Thank you so much for your question. Let's try to clarify some of the rules that govern the practice of law. Lawyers cannot lie in any legal filing. They cannot lie when they speak to a judge or a jury. If a lawyer knowingly lies, you could arguably lose your license. That's basically the rule about which we're talking
can't
about.
Can't even suborn perjury, you and I both.
Can't
I
allow
can't put a witness
on
the stand who you know is going to say something to this jury or to this judge which is false. Can't do that, and you get in huge trouble if you do.
Mike from Oregon, say hello to Jim. What you got for us?
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Maggie and Jim. Great program. I really appreciate this. I'm a longtime retired I'm a longtime civil service employee that's retired now, and I appreciate the two things you're hitting on is that of legalistic things and legal expertise within an administrative fashion like government. One of the topics that I'd like to mention is one of the topics that state government does and county government, and it's both legal and it's also administrative, and that's our area of the child support system. And one of my fears is that when we have legal expertise leaving county and state government, let alone federal government, as well as employees leaving, women are going to be really paying the price for this, because that if fathers are challenging the legal orders, they go to court, and therefore women are going to wind up losing because it's a legalistic type of thing.
Yeah, competent lawyers at all levels of government are absolutely essential to the proper functioning of government. It affects women, it affects men, it affects kids, it affects all of us. We continue this discussion on the other side. Does it matter to you that lawyers are leaving the Trump administration in droves? I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.